This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. And thank you for joining us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now you're saying that voice sounds different, and it does indeed. I'm Rich McFadden with the Doug Steffen Show. And joining us, Doug is out and about this week, so in his place, sitting in the big chair this week, will be our friend Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor, and also joining us will be Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts podcast as we go through the list as put together by Talkers Magazine. And Michael, welcome to this week.
Yeah, it's fun to be here, and thank you for you're actually in the big chair, are an excellent.
How does the chair work? In other words, Rich is in the
truth
big chair.
Truth be told, and thank you, Michael. Truth be told, I'm sitting on a big orange exercise ball in our studio, lovingly known as CRA, Control Room A. So I get to sit here and wheel around on my ball and check out all the pretty buttons and colors and everything.
And I'm sitting on a one of those $10 folding chairs from Costco and there's a pad on it which has a rip in it, and all the stuffing has been hanging out. And for the last 5 years here at the Talker Studios, I keep squishing the stuffing back into. You think we would get a new pad? Isn't that funny how we keep things around that don't work right anymore because we're in the habit of them? I'm sitting here pushing the stuffing back in the pad.
It's only appropriate
Costco chair
that the king of Talkers Magazine should sit on a chair like most people in all radio stations around the country do. People think,
you know what,
that most radio stations are these palatial, beautiful, massive digital centers. And when really,
well, so much for that. You know, let me tell you,
right?
Speaking of radio stations and destroying the myth of it's all glamorous, I remember at WABC, we used to steal each other's chairs because there weren't enough of them. You come in here, my chair is gone. You know, it's like, all right, give me my chair back.
Happens here at the Radio American Network.
I showed up at a radio station recently to sit in for the host, a major station, and they didn't have headphones for me. And as I'm about to go on, I realize, oh my gosh, there's no headphones, and you need them when you're doing telephone talk because you can't hear anything otherwise. But our studio looks like, you ever see the end of an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie when he comes face to face with the villain, and they're in some type of a place with catwalks, pipes, steam, and mung hanging from the walls? That's our studio. It looks like you could have, with a vat of molten lead. That's what we have.
Now that everybody has the visual of where we are, let's go through this week's top stories for the week ending September 18th to the 22nd, 2017. And Michael, if you would do us the honor.
Okay, here's a snapshot of the way conversation on talk radio across the country on stations just like the one you're listening to, folks. At number 10, Major League Baseball's playoff is coming up soon. It's the pennant races and National Football League action going into the third week, and the TV ratings for the NFL seem to be down. There's a lot of talk about that. At number 9, the Emmy Awards. At number 8, the Sanctuary issue. At number 7, Hurricane Maria ravages Puerto Rico and Mexico is hit by another earthquake. At number 6, the climate change debate. At number 5, the Hillary Clinton book tour. Trump at the UN is number 4. And related to that, number 3, North Korea nukes and sanctions. Number 2, a very, very interesting, compelling story that just gets bigger and deeper, Trump's Russia investigation, or the Russia investigation of Trump. And at number 1, the Cassidy Graham health care bill. It has been a pretty power-packed week. Real quick, the top 10 people. Number 10, Sean Spicer. Number 9, Kim Jong-un. Number 8, Jimmy Kimmel. Number 7, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Number 6, Bernie Sanders. Number 5, Hillary Clinton. Paul Ryan's at 4. Mitch McConnell's at 3. Bill Cassidy and Lindsey Graham at 2. And Donald Trump at number 1. And, of course, by no means, these are not the only people and stories being talked about. These are just the ones that we calculated are getting the most talk It's certainly not that scientific, but it's pretty accurate.
Well, in this hour of the Countdown Show, we go from 10 to 1 and do an official countdown of all of the topics. So we'll start at number 10 and talk about MLB playoff push. Me being a Nats fan, I'm into that. NFL action, fantasy football, thank you very much, because I'm a Redskins fan, so there's nothing to watch there. And then TV ratings for the NFL. There's a lot of speculation as to why. Doug will tell you it's because he doesn't want to watch people kill their brains. And Aaron Hernandez this week. They found, after he passed away, they did a scan of his brain and found that he had
CTE
at like 40% or something crazy like that. So a lot of people are going to be wondering, is that why he did the things he did? And is that also, like Doug says, what affects the ratings? Or is it, things like...
politics.
Yeah, the politics
of
it.
That, too.
I think there are many reasons for the decline in ratings, partially because people just have a lot of other things to do. Everything is having problems getting ratings these days. The Emmys are having problems getting ratings. The networks have problems getting ratings. There's no mass culture. There's no I Love Lucy anymore. I think the only thing that is a national event on one channel is the Super Bowl, which makes it kind of metaphysical. Even the election night is on many channels. So this is not something that I think has to do with people's suddenly having a new morality about concussions. I think it's just part of the same picture that everybody else.
I'm fascinated by your philosophy there about mass culture being so fractured now. So what does that do to the media industry, all media industry?
Makes it hard to make big bucks on any one thing. It makes it very
hard. But more people make bucks, right?
More people make less bucks, and what's happening now is the big companies are going to multi-channel on-demand postures, and there's so many things happening in terms of credibility. We talk about fake news on the internet. We talk about when we go up to the Trump-Russia investigation at number two. Now suddenly the government is getting involved in investigating social media such as Facebook, which means now the internet is subject to the scrutiny of government regulation. We finally reach a point where we have no fairness doctrine on air radio. Now we're going to have new fairness doctrines on the internet. This is a time of media and pop cultural and political transition, and the very fabric of what we consider to be the public, what we consider to be the American people, is changing before our eyes.
So way back when they said video killed the radio star, and it never really happened. Well, how do you see radio as the editor of Talkers Magazine? How do you see radio and the content that radio, specifically talk radio, creates? Because in my mind, talent will always win the day. So now it's just a matter of whether that talent is here on the radio where you've always listened to it, or whether it's on YouTube or podcasts like Joe does with Evil Thoughts. So how does radio structure itself to stay in the relevant mainstream?
Well, radio has to make sure not to be radio that kills the radio star. I think that there are far fewer radio stars today than there were back in the day when the big four were radio, television, newspapers, and film. And then you would put Broadway in there as the fifth wheel. That paradigm no longer exists. The internet has changed everything. And for radio to continue to exist, one, it's got to get the magic of radio embedded into its internet channels so that people think of radio as something special as opposed to utilitarian. And, as you just said, talent drives the day. Talent such as Joe Crummy, who has this great Evil Thoughts podcast, which is, in my opinion, an extension of really good radio. It has to make itself relevant. You can't call it in anymore. There was a time when a DJ could go on a station and just read the liners and say the thing, and here's, Elvis Presley, and here are the Beatles, and blah, blah, blah. You can't do that anymore. And in talk radio, you can't come in and go, well, this is your forum. Give us a call. It's free speech. It's a town hall. What do you think? Can't do that anymore.
Well,
you have got to make every single word that comes out of your mouth meaningful to the listeners, or they owe you no allegiance to stick around.
But let's go back to those days when you just read the card and talked about Elvis. They weren't reading cards when they did the Elvis stuff, but they were entertaining, and they reached out and grabbed you. And sure, a lot of them were drunk in the studios and doing crazy stuff. But
I'm not admitting to any of that.
Right.
You know, all about content, though. You guys are right. It's all about content. And today, that anybody can get anything anywhere they want. And I think the thing in radio, and Michael and Rich will probably agree with this, at least I hope we agree on something, at a time when radio should be doubling down on its content, doubling down on its news coverage, what I've noticed, especially when I was in New York or even in Los Angeles for years, and so they've been cutting back on all of that. And it's tough because the bean counters don't want to spend any money when they see their ad revenue that, you know, that Michael, you've been talking about, you know, that a lot of people make less money than they used to. So they go, okay, well, we'll cut back on our content. We won't hire that guy. We won't pay that guy. That we can get somebody else in there to do that for a lot less money. I think that's been an issue with radio at a time when they should double down on their content. They've been pulling back, and they're going to pay the price for that.
There's no question, Joe, you're right.
And, is that right?
And unfortunately, it is economic. And unfortunately, it's so economic that we've reached a point psychologically, and this is a broad stroke statement. It's not true all the way down to the detail. But
yeah,
for the most part, management in the radio business disdains talent. They actually don't like talent. They consider talent to be an unnecessary
We're nuisance. A pain in the butt.
If they could automate, eventually AI is going to be talent. You're going to have artificial intelligence doing shows. Siri will be the number one talk show host in America. And it'll be completely interactive, and she'll cater to all of your predisposed political opinions.
Well, don't laugh. One of the big conversations going around the network this week here at Radio America was that now they have the ability for somebody to sit behind a microphone, and they can take 20 minutes of anybody's voice and then recreate them live. So I could sit behind this microphone and say Donald Trump's voice, and we have the computer knowledge to be able to make his voice say anything we want from all of the sampling that we've taken from him. And then they can also recreate it in video. So what is the truth anymore? Even if we see somebody say something in video form, it's going to be suspect now.
Absolutely. You'll be able to recreate facsimiles. In other words, if you're an actor and they're going to sign you to be in a movie, what they'll do is they'll scan you holographically.
Right.
And then you'll be your own body double. You'll be your own back shot. You'll be your own B-roll. And eventually, they'll make the movie on a keyboard using your likeness, your voice, your personality. Look at the way they did Planet of the Apes with that great actor that played Caesar the Ape, who also played that character in Lord of the Rings. I forget his name for the moment. They put sensors all over his face. He makes faces, and then they turn it into an ape.
It's amazing. So you don't know what to trust. I think that's Michael Harrison on the other side from Talkers Magazine. I think that's Joe Crummy on the other side Thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was Rich McFadden, but who knows? When we come back, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Building relationships during recovery from mental and substance use disorders can put the strength of family and community behind you. We're all connected, offering encouragement, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. I am Rich McFadden, sitting in Doug Steffen's chair with the big smelly microphone that he usually uses, along with Michael Harrison, as usual, from Talkers Magazine, who puts together your list that we talk about each week that you are actually talking about on your favorite radio stations around the country. And along joining us this week is Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts Podcast, talk pro himself from New York and Los Angeles. And we're going through your list this week of the big top 10 talk topics that affect you. And we started out with MLB and NFL. We ended up talking about how the media is changing. So now we move forward, and one of those big effects of the media changing is number 9 on our list this week, Michael, the Emmy Awards and just the lackluster ratings that they had this week.
Yeah, the ratings were down, and some people are politicizing it, saying it because they were anti-Trump. But if anything, I think any discussion of Trump, pro or con, helps boost ratings. I think the Emmy Awards, if they didn't do the Trump stuff, they would have even been lower. I just think there's a general lack of interest in things that used to be considered national cultural milestones, like the Oscars, the Emmys, even to a certain extent some sporting events. Miss America was once a major news event. These things, the telethon, the Jerry Lewis telethon,
oh my goodness,
was once a major news event. These things are part of the past because we no longer have a mass public based upon a mass media. Media affects culture, and the media is fractured, and as a result, the culture has fractured, and there aren't a lot of people that could tell you what movie won the award last year as Best Picture. When I was a kid, I hate saying that, but it's true, everybody knew these things, and I don't think there are a lot of people who can tell you any of the winners of the Emmys, nor does the average person on the street give a darn.
Well,
Joe, would you agree?
You know, I was just listening to you thinking, you know, he is exactly right. He's fascinating. It is, I think, a fascinating topic, and what you're saying is because we no longer have dominance of just a couple of media outlets that would stitch people together ideologically, philosophically, socially, whatever it is, you've got all this on-demand stuff. And I thought, because you have that now, and you made that point, that now we're fractured socially, too, as well. I think that's a really interesting point, because 20, 30, 40 years ago, There were only a few choices, so everybody would share that common experience and then go into work and talk about it and had a way of stitching everybody together, and that's not happening now. I think that's pretty deep.
Right. Actually, I think takes us into our number eight topic of the week is the sanctuary cities, the sanctuary issue, because I see this fracturing as also us as United States. You know, back in the 50s, you used to have the Italian neighborhood, and you used to have the Irish neighborhood, and the Puerto Rican neighborhood, and all, whatever it was, the whole thing. Now I think that that's coming to a point where cities and states are even become their own little islands.
City-states.
Right.
City-states.
Where certain people go to a state because they believe with them ideologically, philosophically, whatever it is, or it's a race or religion or whatever. So I think even we're even fractured as a country.
Yeah, let me throw a broad stroke statement at you. All of this goes back to the original battle that the framers of the Constitution faced, and that is the power of the federal government versus states' rights.
Right.
And then within states, the power of the state government versus local municipalities. This has always been a struggling point in American politics, and it still is, as evidenced by the way you just described the city-state issue of the sanctuary cities issue.
Well, it's as old as the Civil War, right?
Yeah. It's older than the Civil War.
It's older.
It goes back to the founding fathers, the battles they had putting together the Declaration of Independence, where the issue of slavery was a very hot one even back then. How do we say all men are created equal right. when we have slavery, and we don't necessarily want to give that
well,
up?
Well, it's still a fascinating experiment that we all live, and it's still the greatest country, even with all of its foibles, and so we sit here and talk about it every single week on the Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, right back with you with the biggest topics of the week.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Cole's Fall Style event is going on now. Stop in and see the smart new look of Apartment 9 for men and women. Now 25 to 50% off. Apartment 9 is smart style designed for 9 to 9. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Or an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. You'll get Kohl's cash too, right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 14th through 24th with promo code FASHION. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Radio Countdown Show with Rich McFadden, Michael Harrison, and Drew Crummy. Doug out this week. We'll be back next week. And as always, we go through the top 10 talk issues of the week. And if you think that's easy to say, I've been practicing for years. So, Michael, our expert on the top 10 talk. So there we go. Our top 10 talk topics around the country this week. Please go through the list for us and let us know what we're talking about.
Didn't we do that already?
We did do that already, but I like to review.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
List them again. Come on.
By number 10, we have Major League Baseball playoff push and NFL action and the TV ratings there, too. We have at number 9, Emmy Awards. At number 8, Sanctuary Cities issue. Number 7, Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico and the Mexican earthquake. The climate change debate is at 6. Hillary's Clinton book tour is at 5. Trump at the UN is 4. Number 3 is North Korea nukes and sanctions. Number 2 is the Trump Russia investigation, and number 1 is the Cassidy Graham health care bill. And the people are at number 10, Sean Spicer. What an interesting predicament.
Yeah.
He's in. Number 9, Kim Jong-un. Jimmy Kimmel is 8. Number 7 is Chuck and Nancy. Number 6 is Bernie. Number 5 is Hillary. Number 4 is Paul Ryan. Number 3 is Mitch McConnell. Cassidy and Graham at number 2. And number 1 is Donald Trump. There you go.
So we left off with number 7, which is the Hurricane Maria ravaging Puerto Rico and the Mexican earthquake. Let's start with Puerto Rico. Who thinks that becomes a state in the next 2 years? Because they were broke before the hurricane, and now they're just going to be be decimated.
I think it'll be the opposite. If it's a money drag, I mean, I don't know enough about it, but I just think the next couple of months are going to be interesting, because if you can't get water and you have no power, you're not going to be able to pump the fuel. You're not going to be able to keep the food cool. You're not going to be able to keep the people cool. It's going to be a very tough situation. It is a humanitarian crisis. There
which is why I think
5 million
the,
people.
The feds.
And you think that'll. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not sure about that.
You think it'll make it a state?
At what point do we spend so much money that it just makes sense? Because will we spend that kind of money rebuilding a protectorate?
No, we don't even spend money rebuilding the states.
spend a lot of money. We spend a lot of money.
We don't even spend any money on.
I mean, if what we have to do is spread the rumor through fake news that there's oil in Puerto Rico. Now that's the answer. The answer is let's discover oil in Puerto Rico, or let's build a wall around Puerto Rico. I mean, what do you want to do? I mean, we live in such crazy times. I hope that we're able to help Puerto Rico. We, meaning the United States. Puerto Rico is part of America. It's so funny how we treat Puerto Rico like a foreign country, and it's not.
Like Washington, D.C.
It's absolutely the same type of thing. And Guam, I mean,
right.
Most people don't understand, you know, what these things mean, and there should be more of a discussion about it. But Puerto Rico is part of America. It's part of the United States of America. It may not be a United State, but it's part of America. It's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to the people there. And ultimately, it affects us. It affects our culture, our values, our principles. And what's going to happen? Are all the people in Puerto Rico going to move to the United States? That could happen. It's already happened to a small degree. It can happen to a large degree. It's reality. These are the real issues that should be occupying people's minds, not some of these ideological issues or some of these esoteric issues that never come to be. This is reality.
So I'm sure, Michael,
it's interesting.
Go ahead, John.
You know, I was just going to say, I think you're right. I didn't want to break into the middle of the thing here, but I think you're right. When you're talking about the Caribbean and all these little islands, the more technologically advanced we get, the more we depend upon air conditioning, the more we depend upon power, the more do we depend upon the creature comforts of the 2017. It's, you know, if this happened 200 years ago, there's no
you
power.
You rebuild your hut and you get back to business.
And you're back to business and you're doing what you were doing yesterday. But now, you know, we are so much more technologically dependent on your iPhone, on your vids. I mean, I thought what the most interesting thing for me is periscoping people. Like when I don't know how many of our listeners are even aware of this application on the net, where you can just open up a little app and you can broadcast to the world from where you are. And that's how I follow the storm, by going to the map and looking at where the storm was supposed to be and looking and seeing if anybody was on the net broadcasting, so I could watch and see what they were doing. We are much more dependent on technology today than ever before, and so we're much more vulnerable to storms like this.
So, Joe, you're out there cruising the internet all week as you're uploading your podcast, Evil Thoughts. What are people saying? Because at number six, we have the climate change debate. And obviously, with a couple of big storms, an earthquake, the whole thing, everybody's talking about climate change. And what is everybody out there on the web, the internet's, saying about it?
Oh, come on. It's the, you know, what will Beyonce thinks the earthquake was caused by climate change. I know I'm getting a little political here, you know, and Michael's going to call me out again. I know this. But look, it's going to be there's two kinds of people out there. People that have said, look, the reason why you've got these hurricanes and the reason why they're so strong is because of climate change, right? You got a lot of people that are saying that. I understand that. I saw Bill Nye the Science Guy on TV. They asked him about earthquakes. Don Lemon asked him about earthquakes. Well, what about that? He said, there's no connection. I said, okay, there's hope for him. I wouldn't deny it. I mean, if it's getting warmer, it may mean that the hurricanes are stronger than they used to be. It may be true.
It may be. I mean, we're not scientists, but certainly you have to keep an open mind to the idea that that there is global change. We're seeing that. And I think the real political question is whether or not it's being caused by human activity.
And how far do we want to go? Right. And how far do we go to mitigate that? I think that was what Evil Trump's position was.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's a you can debate whether there's climate change or not, but we see changes in the weather, and we see patterns over the course of a decade or 100 years or even season to season. So there's going to be climate change, there's no doubt, but Michael hit it on the head. How much do we affect the climate change? And certainly we have an effect on the climate, but with, what, 6-7 billion people on the planet now, how much of an effect do we, and how responsible are we for trying to mitigate our effects?
The way to
how far do we go?
I think the answer to the question is to recognize the fact that going forward, there's a lot of economic opportunity in combating the greenhouse effect, whether it's the main thing that's causing climate change or just adding to it, whatever. Face it, the burning of fossil fuels is not a good thing in the long run. And there's a tremendous opportunity in all of the other forms of power, electric power, solar power, nuclear power. Ultimately, we're going to be involved in nuclear power because it's sort of like right there for us. We just have to figure out how to do it properly. We have a lot to learn. But I believe in progress. I don't believe in going backwards. I believe in progress. I think it's our fate to figure this out. I think the day will come. It won't be in our lifetimes, but the day will come when they'll look back at the 20th and 21st century as dirty times, just like we look back at the 18th and 19th century where you couldn't walk through the street without stepping in horse manure. Oil is the modern form of horse manure.
All right, number five this week.
No, say that again, Michael. I like
that. I just made that up.
Great.
I don't know how I moved
from horse
manure to number five in Hillary Clinton's new book. But
there's a good transition right there.
I'm sure we'll have to do it. So Hillary came out with her new book this week. A lot of people debated whether anybody should buy it, will buy it, and a lot of people did buy it, Michael.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the most amazing thing about the book is that anybody bought it, not because of her politics or how you feel about Hillary, but people don't buy books. So whatever she sold, and I think that she's kind of breaking records, at least for recent book sales, the book is a hit. It would have been an even bigger hit before the modern era when books and records and movies and things of that nature don't draw the same crowds, ratings that they used to when we had the mass culture, going back to that discussion. But, I mean, the question is whether or not Hillary deserves to be heard. I mean, she's such a polarizing political figure that because she lost the election, she should move on, go away. You know, had Trump lost the election, I wonder what people would have said about him. They probably would have said the same thing. Ah, yesterday's news, Donald Trump. Let's not talk about him anymore. We're so fickle and so shallow in our discussions, we miss the obvious that all of these people are and maintain an importance in our culture.
All right, coming up on the countdown straight ahead, we've got number four, the Trump speech at the UN, and number three, the North Korean nukes and sanctions, and Kim Jong-un's response to Donald Trump's speech. So don't miss that, and then still the number two and number one topics coming up on the countdown. It's 43 past the hour.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. For the 10,000 people who become Medicare eligible every day, choosing a Part D prescription drug plan is stressful, particularly when they learn choices made when first enrolling could have long-term financial impact. For current beneficiaries, reevaluating their plan is key to ensure 2018 coverage still meets their pharmacy needs. Rebecca Rabbit, PharmD.
There will be several updates to Medicare Part D plan offerings in 2018, so newly eligible and current beneficiaries need to start preparing now to be ready to enroll in a plan that best suits suits their needs. This includes creating a list of medications and local pharmacies and mapping out annual medical and pharmacy expenses. This information will make it easier to evaluate current plans and explore new ones when information becomes available on October 1st. Plan enrollment begins October 15th and it ends December 7th, so it's important to start early and carefully evaluate options to choose the best plan.
For more information and tips on choosing the right Medicare Part D plan, visit roadmapformedicare.com or medicare.gov.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, and Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts Podcast with you this week. At number four, we have Trump's speech at the UN, where he made a couple of different phrases famous. One, Rocket Man, and we will destroy North Korea if need be. And then at number three, we have the North Korean nukes situation where Kim Jong-ding-dong comes back and says, hey, you know what? Donald Trump is not fit to be president of the United States. And I'm glad that I built all these nukes because that guy's crazy. Joe, what do you think?
I already heard that at the Emmys.
An insert joke here.
Yeah, I'm just saying whatever, but
it was a. I mean, if I want to know what he thinks, I just watched the Emmys, and I know exactly what the North Korean position is.
But I'm just saying that Trump gave a very America First speech. I'm not surprised by that, and I know we mentioned this last hour. If you like Trump, then you like the speech. If you didn't like Trump, you don't like Trump. You don't like the speech. I like Trump. I thought it was refreshing. I think it's different. But I like chaos more than most people. I want to see change. And Trump, from the word go, has been that bull in a china shop in Washington, D.C. So he excites me. I know a lot of people in D.C., or several. They don't like it. They like business as usual. And Trump is not that. So he's not that at the U.N. He's not going to be that.
You know, you mentioned the America First thing. One of the things he said that I thought was beautiful is that I will always put America first, just as you should and will always put your countries first.
Yeah, he did say
when
that.
Speaking to the exactly right. To the UN. And I thought that took his nationalism critique and just basically diffused it, because everybody puts their country first when they're at the UN. There's no arguments.
As they do.
Yeah, but the counterpoint to that is the whole purpose of the UN is to have nations cooperate. As opposed to, I read somewhere, I wish I could give credit to whoever wrote it. It's like going to a PTA meeting and saying you only care about your own kid and you should only care about your kids. Well, why have a PTA?
All right, how about this then? How about this? You said cooperate. How about let me pull a Trump on you? Instead of cooperate, let me use a word that rhymes. How about negotiate?
Well, and I think Trump addressed that, and he said stronger nations make a stronger cohesive world unit. So back to your point, Michael, if my kid is a good student, will that help make everybody's kid a good student? Or
well, let me pull a Trump on you, Joe. Let me pull a Trump on you, evil Joe.
I'm waiting for this. What?
That's it. That's the joke. Evil Joe. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. All right. You know, that's great. All right, evil Michael.
I'm crooked Michael.
I'm
crooked Michael. Right,
but I mean,
and Rich, you're lazy Rich. Lazy Rich.
There's no doubt that.
In a way, Trump acknowledges the reality, I think, Rich, you were talking about it, that everybody works in their best interest. And he goes, okay, so we all admit it finally. Okay, let's negotiate.
Right, exactly. All right, so the number two and the number one topics coming up on the countdown here in just shortly, where we will talk about the Russia investigation in Facebook. And Joe has a tinfoil hat wearing philosophy on this one, theory. So don't miss it. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show coming up at
50 past the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Indeed we are. We're talking about the topics that you are talking about around the nation on your favorite talk radio stations. Here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, responsible for our list, and Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts Podcast. And Rich McFadden here sitting in for Doug Steffen. And we're down to the number 2 and number 1 topics of the week. And these are both doozies. The number 2, we have the Trump-Russia investigation. And really the fascinating thing to come out this week, guys, is the fact that Facebook found 3,000 ads bought by a Russian cover-up company and has decided to turn those 3,000 ads over and all the information with it over to the feds so that they can investigate the Russia meddling in the election. And Joe, in talking with him just during the last few minutes, has a great, crazy tinfoil hat theory that this is the end of all of our freedoms.
See, I didn't quite say that, but I'm just saying that I think the irony of this is going to be that Facebook, Twitter, the internet in general, YouTube, is going to end up being regulated like a public utility within 10 years. I've been talking about this on the podcast now for a couple of months, and I was saying it's going to be 20 years from now. Mm-mm, I don't think so. And the reason being is you've got national security involved right now. Look what happened to the security apparatus of the United States after 9/11. It exploded into what we have today. And that's another controversy that we could be talking about, how that's being used politically. Let's leave that aside. When Hillary started talking about it last week about Facebook, I started realizing, oh my gosh, the warrants are going to be flying now at Facebook. They're going to go to YouTube. They're going to go to Google. And what's going to happen because of what Michael has been talking about, what we've been talking about for the last 2 hours today, that more people get more information now from the internet than ever before.
the United States government and governments around the world now have much more of an interest in what goes on the Internet, and they're going to want to regulate it, and it's going to come within 10 years. Trust me on this. Write this date down, a date that will live in infamy.
All right, that Facebook, yeah. All these people are going to be regulated like public utilities. That's exactly
what's
happening.
Yeah, what's happening is, you're right, Joe, you may be extreme in your warning, but then again, defense of liberty is no vice. The internet
I'm not saying it's going to be the end, but it's going to mark my words.
But you're right. The internet is the new public airwaves. Remember, the public airwaves must be protected. Well, now the public airwaves, the public internet must be regulated. And look, whatever the main platform is, governments regulated. This is in our DNA. The only reason the governments didn't regulate the internet is they didn't think it was that important.
Exactly.
Now, it's important.
Yeah, exactly right.
Once they see money being made on it, and
a bunch of kooks on their computers, who cares? Now it's different. There's
so
no
my philosophy is, back when Osama bin Laden attacked on 9/11, and then we ended up seeing the Patriot Act and all of the new departments of Homeland Security that now can listen to us, watch us, control us. And now we have the Russians meddling in the election through the internet. So now the government's going to get in there. Do these guys win just by us and our infighting and our controlling ourselves?
Governments always win when they use disaster to take away freedom. That goes back to the cavemen. So, we have to always be aware of that freedom comes with a price. It comes with not having as much protection. To be free, you lose protection. You want protection, you lose freedom. That's a very simple remedy. And we have to constantly deal with it. There's no easy answer to that equation. It's a matter of finding a balance, being educated, and being vigilant.
All right, so number one. Let's get number one in here real quick. Number one this week in talk radio is the Cassidy Graham health care bill and the Republicans' next attempt to try and keep Donald Trump to his word and kill Obamacare. Is it going to be successful, Joe?
They may push something through. The thing is, though, the reason why it's so complicated is there's not enough money. Like, we were talking about Jimmy Kimmel a little bit. He's jumped into the fray this week. I sympathize with him, but what I don't think he understands is that somebody has to pay for this stuff. It's one thing to say, I want all babies to have heart operations. We all want that. I want everybody in Puerto Rico to be back on the grid tomorrow. I want everybody in Mexico City to live in a secure building that can take an 8.0 quake. It takes money, and the one thing they don't talk about is that Obamacare is as great as it is for some people. It needs to be funded. You can't cover everybody unless there's some money, and that's the one thing they don't talk about, which is raising taxes. And until we start to deal with the economic reality behind it, I think there's going to be a lot more pain and confusion.
I think you're right. All right, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us this week. Michael will be back next week. Joe and I will not. Doug will be here with you. It's another week of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and get the podcast and hear it on your favorite radio stations every single week.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.